just because your particular brand of Christianity doesn't say that the non-human animals have souls, doesn't mean that the greatest religions in the world, the ones that have the most people involved, in Islam and Buddhism and other religions, don't feel that animals have souls. They certainly do.
Okay, give me the specific reference in the Quran where the Muslims say that the animals have a soul.
Well, I can't do that, but obviously...
Of course you can, because it's not in there.
Of course it is.
It's not in the Quran, I'll tell you that much.
To the Indian sect, the Jains, they have as much respect for non-human animals. As a matter of fact...
Of course, they don't kill their cows, and they're starving right next to the cow that they could kill and have a good hamburger and survive.
A good hamburger for heart disease and cancer and stroke and diabetes?
Hey,
is that a good diet for us?
If it's a choice between starvation and having heart disease in my later 70s, I think I'd choose... heart disease in my late 70s.
Your choices are so simplistic. With you, it's either a dog or a baby, or it's a hamburger or starvation.